we show ourselves off to the world?
Well, fashion is ongoing, so you should always tweak your look. It shouldn't really be more 1 year to the next year. But what's happening is people are understanding a little bit more that youth is a state of mind. It's not something that's wasted on the young, and that there's no longer sort of this age ceiling on, oh, I'm too old to wear that, or oh, I can't. They're learning how to keep themselves modern and fresh and look with the times and be able to be stylish and fashionable and just look good and accept the skin they're in and make the most of what they have. And I think that's kind of the biggest change right now, is technology is leading up to a way that we can all look great and gorgeous and sort of timeless and keep up with trends that way.
Well, let's talk about what some of the trends are in fashion for 2007.
Well, what's going on for spring is there's a lot of retro stuff going on. There's a lot of sort of nods back to the 60s. You know, there's that Andy Warhol Factory movie coming out with Sienna Miller, and all of a sudden everyone is loving, like, the graphic short little 60s mini dresses and the chic dresses and that very kind of clean black and white sort of look. And that's great, but, you know, you got to kind of be young for that. And the other thing that's going on is, like, the timeless sort of hippie look from the 70s, you know, think early Goldie Hawn and flowing dresses, not 60s laughing Goldie, but, you know, flower child Goldie. And then the third thing that's happening is the 80s, the big purple and power dresses and slinky things and those bandaged, sexy, tight little dresses. And then there's sort of a futuristic George Jetson-y kind of look going on. But what happens is all these trends are great, and we all need to learn how to incorporate it into ourselves, but the most important thing about a trend is to never repeat yourself. If you once wore a 70s flowy hippie dress, that's when you have to start tweaking it. You have to take the essence of it and change it so it's modern. So when you're old enough to have worn a trend before and you wear it, per se, as it was the first time, it looks like a costume. So what you need to do is figure out a way to keep it modern and fresh and alive and keep you modern and fresh and alive right with it.
Now, Sharon, fashion and style also involve how we look physically. And what are some of the trends for 2007 with regard to beauty?
Well, what happens in beauty right now, there's a very nice, soft, natural look, which is sort of like a very glowing kind of face that you could do with a minimal amount of makeup. But before you could put makeup on any face, you need to make sure your skin looks great and that you're not, you know, kind of gilding an old tired lily. So what you need to do is make sure you always use moisturizer, you stay out of the sun, you do the best, and then he comes in. There's treatments now where you can actually boost up and pump up your collagen so you look as young as you did a couple of years before, and your skin looks better. And you don't have to fear, well, you know, I'm getting old, what am I going to do, go under the knife and get a facelift? I don't want to look like I'm wearing a mask, and I don't want the pain and the time. But you don't have to worry about that anymore if you start early. And one of the really fantastic treatments out there right now is something called Refirm. And it's a combined energy. It's FDA approved. And what it does is it heats up your skin to a point where your body starts to reproduce collagen. And it's cumulative, so you don't sort of wake up and say, wow, what did you do yesterday? You look better, but over time, you'll start to look great and get your old glow back. And I think that's really wonderful.
I was going to say that's nice to hear, because we did that story just yesterday about these women in Beverly Hills who were having those parties, those shoot up the
yeah.
And it was Larry King's wife, Sean King, who was doing that as well. I mean, that's dangerous stuff.
Well, I'm assuming you're talking about Botox. Not necessarily
Botox
dangerous stuff, but you have to know who you're going to and what you're doing. But what happens with Botox and all of those, if it's not done correctly, is it kind of freezes your face. So it's not doing anything else. It's, you know, it's paralyzing the muscles so you don't sag. What's great about this is you're not changing anything except making it the way it was. So you don't get that one-dimensional, masky look of a facelift. You don't get that deer in the headlights kind of look of too much Botox where your eyes look all, you know, bulgy because you can't move,
yeah.
Which is, to me, scary. So you look natural and soft, and, you know, you look normal and real.
Absolutely. By the way, what about belly shirts and low hip pants? Are we finally done with that yet?
I hope so. You know, it's like, I don't know about you, but I've seen, you know, enough back cracks that I ever want to see in my life. I certainly hope so. No more muffin tops hanging over jeans. Pants are getting higher waisted. Thank the Lord for that one.
Yes.
And shirts should be covering them. And with the skinny pants, people are wearing longer tunics, and that, you know, that covers all that action that sticks out when you sit down.
Yeah, very good. And the other thing is that leggings are coming back as well, right?
Yeah, they've been around for about a year now, and they're staying for a while. But those leggings look great with a tunic top over it, or those bandage dresses I was talking about before, those 80s little ones. Instead of showing your legs, maybe you can wear them with leggings, and it creates the same look, and it's better for someone who's a little bit older.
Boots are also coming back, I'm noticing.
Boots?
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, not in this place. You've never seen my closet. I can't get enough of boots, yep.
Yeah.
Boots are around. I'm a boot girl.
Yeah, and because they're not only stylish, but... you know, with technology today, they're a lot more comfortable as well, aren't they?
They're comfortable, and also there's a lot of really cool, you know, I know you're in Dallas, and it's cold there now, but there's a lot of really great winter boots now that don't have that sort of clodhopper, you know, effect of the other ones, and they're really, even Sorels are getting hot looking now.
Yeah? Mm. All right, and finally, what's the word on fur this year?
I'm not a fur girl, so I'm not the one to ask. I kind of don't believe in vanity furs. But I do believe in faux furs, and I believe in wearing fur if, you know, it's a byproduct of the animal. So, you know, the fuzzy looks are fine, but we're getting into spring, and you obviously wouldn't be wearing, you know, fur then. But for winter, you know, I'm not your fur girl.
Okay, well, that's fine with us. And again, Sharon Haver, thank you for being with us. Everybody, get that good glow on your skin, and then everything you wear will look better, right?
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye-bye.